Lee also hoped that if he could stay north long enough, he might be able to prevent the Federals from mounting another campaign. If he could stay north until late into the fall, the winter would be on them, and Virginia would be safe from another campaign until the following spring. He probably knew as well that if he did well in Maryland or Pennsylvania, that the European powers would take note of that and that it might work to the Confederacy's advantage in the diplomatic sphere. But his main goals, I think, are to maintain this strategic initiative and to take care of the serious logistical problems that were facing the Confederacy in Virginia. Early September, on the 4th, the Army of Northern Virginia crossed the Potomac River at White's Ferry, White's Ford. Across they went into Maryland and made their way to Frederick. While he was in Frederick, Lee decided on his plan for the campaign. Now, he was going to need a supply line going back into Virginia. He couldn't get everything he needed in Maryland. He would need to be able to get ordnance, medicine, other supplies that he couldn't get from the Marylanders, so he had to have a supply line. He decided the obvious line would run through the Shenandoah Valley and then on into Maryland. Harper's Ferry was a critical point. It was in Union hands. He couldn't allow it to remain in Union hands because it would be a sort of dagger in his back while he campaigned in Maryland. There were 12,000 Federals at Harper's Ferry. So while he was at Frederick, he decided to divide his army yet again. He would send several pieces of it, three key pieces of it, against Harper's Ferry under the overall command of Stonewall Jackson. The other two pieces would move deeper into Maryland toward Hagerstown, move across the South Mountain Range toward Hagerstown. This was his plan. It was called Special Orders Number 191, and he put it into operation, and all the Confederates marched away from Frederick in different directions. But the campaign quickly began to unravel after that. Part of the problem was that Lee's army was suffering enormously from straggling and desertion. About 55,000 Confederates crossed the Potomac at White's Ford. By Lee's own estimate, a third to a half of his army fell out of the ranks in the course of the campaigning in Maryland. A third to a half. It's an enormous rate of attrition. It would never plague his army again, but it did during the Maryland campaign. Part of these men didn't want to fight outside Confederate soil. Many of them didn't have adequate shoes. They hadn't been eating well either. Many of them were living on green apples, green corn, a terrible diet. Chronic diarrhea was rampant in the army. The dehydration that came with that was striking down many men. Many just physically couldn't keep up. Many were reluctant to go across the river. Others, I think, had simply had enough hard campaigning and fighting. The 7 days in Second Manassas had been incredibly bloody, and some just simply deserted. But the bottom line was that a huge part of Lee's army dropped out of the ranks as the army moved into Maryland. Lee also noted very quickly that McClellan seemed to be pursuing more quickly than he thought he would. One reason Lee was willing to divide his army into so many pieces was because he thought McClellan would move slowly, but McClellan was moving more quickly. And the reason was that through an incredible series of lucky circumstances, McClellan came into possession of Lee's blueprint for the whole invasion, the Special Orders Number 191. When the Confederates marched out of Frederick, the Union Army marched in behind them, and some Federal soldiers who were sort of kicking through the debris in one of the Confederate camps saw some papers wrapped around three cigars, sort of leaning down, picked them up, parceled the cigars out, and glanced at the papers in front of them, and the papers were Special Orders Number 191, an extra set that had been dropped, an extra set that had gone to D.H. Hill, as a matter of fact. These made their way up to the Union High Command, and there was George B. McClellan holding Lee's blueprint for the entire campaign. He held that paper up in the air and announced to one of his subordinates, "Here is a paper with which, if I cannot whip Bobby Lee, I will be willing to go home." So he moved a little faster than he would have otherwise, but he didn't move fast. We have to make that distinction. He let the rest of September 13th go by. That was the day he got this. But on the 14th, he pressed against the part of Lee's army that had moved toward Hagerstown, and there was fighting in the gaps of the South Mountain Range on the 14th at Fox's Gap and Turner's Gap and Crampton's Gap,